It was the middle of a school day, and Jawanza Brown was playing catch football in Flint. Out of the blue, his Boys and Girls Club coordinator proposed a wild job opportunity to Brown.
He just, like, looks at me in, like, a small whispery voice as when nobody else to hear, like, how would you like to make $12,000 to $15,000 this summer in 7 weeks? And I'm like, huh? Keep talking. Yeah, you know, I want to hear about this.
This was the start of Brown's and Buck Gibbons' relationship. And now Brown is in Naknek, just over a week from graduating high school. Gibbons has fished Bristol Bay for 41 years, and for the past 10, he has only hired college students as crew.
And I let one man go last year because he dropped out of college. If you're going to be on this boat, you're going to be in college. We're not going to finance a lifestyle. We're going to finance your career path.
Traditionally, Gibbons has only hired students out of his home state of Washington, but this year he widened his search. After watching a documentary on a Seattle Seahawk running back who grew up in Flint, Gibbons got creative. He contacted the program coordinator for the Flint Boys and Girls Club and flew out to meet Brown.
In this case, to go back to the East Coast and try to bring my culture into their culture, and you know, this is a foreign language for Jawanza, and it's something that practically nobody in that community is familiar with, so it was out of the blue.
Brown had never been on a commercial fishing boat or a plane, and had only been out of Michigan once. But Gibbons says he believes in him. He says the first year can be a learning curve, but after that, it's smooth sailing. For Brown, the anxiety of coming to Alaska was the worst leading up to his plane flight.
I'm gonna be so far away from home. This is different. New culture, a new experience. How do I take this? And so I got very nervous. One day I woke up around like 3 a.m. and just started throwing up how nervous I was. It was wild.
But he's doing what he can to embrace the fishing lifestyle, and months ago started practicing tying knots and mending nets. He even asked his family to start waking him up much earlier than usual, as he admits he's a little nervous about the coming lack of sleep.
In those days when I've been trying to do it, it's been terrible, but I mean, I think that's not too much to get adjusted to. I can adjust to any type of situation quickly.
This fall, Brown will start at Saginaw Valley State University, working toward a degree in biology and business. Tuition is $8,300, and if things work out, he might make up to $15,000 per season fishing Bristol Bay with Gibbons.
I never knew how I'm going to pay for college other than scholarship money. When this opportunity came along, that was a big reliever on my family. Financial stress was just gone. Like, I can actually get through it.
There is a bit of culture shock coming to a rugged melting pot like Naknek from Flint, which is predominantly a black community.
Well, my only thing of normal in Flint is way different than theirs. Like, how do you adjust to that? But you just communicate, you socialize yourself with them, and pretty soon you're somewhat conforming but holding on to your own ways at the same time. It becomes this own new culture that everyone's neutralized himself and accept with.
Right now, he has his nose to the grindstone, chipping away at some 50 items on the skipper's to-do list. Developing good crews starts with pre-season maintenance and chores, and Gibbons takes great pride in training these young men how to fish.
If I have to yell at a crewman, it's because I haven't taught them the right way. So I try to be as thorough as I can in my explanations and directions, and everything seems to go really well.
Gibbons hopes to put the Stevie K in the water Sunday, and not long after head to Ugashik, where he usually fishes. There will be four on the boat, Gibbons, Brown, and two other returning college students, who are also working the hard way to fund their education. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.